Check this baby out.
The planet has a fever.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hello.
Oh, no, they're back.
Testing.
No, yeah, no. Yes.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Julian, what's a shithawk? Some kind of a shitty bird that swoops down and puts poop onto you.
I'm Eric.
I'm Robbie. And this is podcast number 55 of Two Downies Dudes for April 25th, 2015. On this episode, we talk about food, road conditions, we play some exclusive audio from an Arnold Schwarzenegger audition, and do a movie review.
Fuck, come on, dude! I'm Eric. No, we're not doing the intro.
No.
Oh, but I'm Eric. Anyways.
You are Eric.
I am Eric.
And I'm Robbie.
And you're Robbie. Yep. And this is Two Downies Dudes.
Yeah. And on this podcast, we talk about, I have no idea.
Fucking Robbie's junk.
Yeah, talking about my junk.
And the lack of use it's getting.
Oh, so sad. So lonely. I thought of you today.
When you were masturbating?
Yes, related to the lack of use of my junk.
Oh, yeah? Did you really think of me?
I did.
I mean, I know we talked earlier on the phone, and you sent me the serial numbers I needed for my thing, but...
Right, and then I called you to come save me when my car broke down.
Right.
But before that, I thought, I think of you a lot.
Do you really?
I do.
What a nice guy.
But the reason I thought of you today is I was on this job, and there was a dog there, and...
Okay.
This dog was making the worst fucking noises. It was just like hacking and coughing, and it kept coughing until it gagged. It was like... And I kept looking at the owner like, okay, I think that dog's going to vomit on my shoes. Like, you're going to do something at some point. And I looked at her, and like by the fourth time, she kind of like looked back at me like, what are you looking at? Like, what's your deal?
Is something wrong with you?
And the dog was just fucking like dry heaving at my feet.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, well, there. And then finally she realized what I was referring to, and apparently they're just used to it.
Right.
And she's like, the dog? I was like, yeah, that was just surprising. I was like, is she okay? They're like, yeah, she does that.
Does that. Just, that's normal.
I was like, Jesus, I got a friend that does that, too. I was like, what is that? She's like, congestive heart failure. It's like, oh, that's what it is.
Congestive heart failure.
Yep. So I've diagnosed you now based
congestive
on the dog.
Heart failure.
Yep.
Well, that's a good possibility. I could have congestive heart failure.
Do you get it more when you eat or after you eat?
No.
Have you noticed? No.
It's mostly mornings.
Because that's what they were saying, is that she eats and when her stomach... fills up, it like presses on her heart or something. Or
I do have problems with my heart, but.
Oh, that's good.
So it could be congestive heart failure.
Yep.
Heart failure or just congestive heart disease?
No, congestive heart failure.
So the heart's just failing.
She's just on her way out. Like, that's an indication it's time to like put her down. So I was like, yeah, I had to think about that with my friend too.
Yeah. You think it's getting to be that time?
Yeah.
Time to put me down.
It might be time, buddy. You might have to go for a little drive.
Well, it's your decision. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have a say in it, so right. You're the one that's got to come to that that decision on your own.
Yeah. Well, you're just talking about that. I just think your quality of life is not very good at this point.
Really?
And to keep you around would just be selfish.
I do speak. You know what I mean? So you could ask me, like, how I feel about my quality of life.
Yeah, I mean...
Or you could just make that judgment on your own.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, you're a good boy.
That's nice. I'm loyal as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm good with kids.
Yeah. Entertaining.
Right.
Good at the podcast thing, but yeah. I don't want to keep you around just because of that if you're in
That's
pain.
Selfish.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not in pain, though. That's the thing. Right. Just clearing my throat.
Just
not hacking and coughing and gagging.
A little. You know what I was thinking today?
What?
I think we need an intro song. Like a custom...
A custom intro song.
Yep.
So, okay, wait a minute. So, okay, again, we're going to have a business meeting here in the midst of a podcast.
Yeah.
86 Magical Mystery Tour is what you're saying.
Right.
and insert our own custom whatever the fuck.
Right. Well, you know my feelings anyway on the Beatles. Beatles are overrated.
My feelings are the same way, and you know the reason why I picked Magical Mystery Tour, why I picked the Beatles. We've discussed this.
Right.
And we have since realized that really
it's unnecessary.
It's not necessary. We could pretty much pick any fucking song we want. Anywhere.
There's like no copyright laws, I guess, when it comes to podcasts, or podcasts aren't being regulated that way.
I guess so.
So we just play whatever we want.
Right.
But it has kind of become our theme song now.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about, I may have talked about this on the podcast, I have fucking Alzheimer's, so, but my boss's wife, who's a regular listener, said that they were out at a restaurant or something, or maybe driving, and it came on the radio.
The song.
And she's like, oh, this is the Two Down East Dudes theme song. And
see, now that's what I'm saying.
My boss is like, no, this is the Beatles, Magical Mystery Tour. Like, never heard this song before. Yeah, yeah, Two Down East Dudes. That's their theme song.
Right.
Never heard it before.
Until Two Down East Dudes.
Until us, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We're trendsetters.
I'm just thinking, like,
you really want to change it now after a fucking year?
I don't know. I just think we've made it, you know? Like,
yeah. You don't think we'll confuse anybody or lose any listeners if we? I mean, what if we change up our theme song or our intro song, and like people stop listening because they think they got the wrong podcast?
It's not like tuning into a station on the radio. Like, you kind of intentionally have to like look it up and download it. They won't be thrown off and be like, oh, maybe this is a different podcast. Maybe they got bought out by somebody else and
Clear Channel bought us out.
And I need to clarify too, when I say that we've made it, I mean that over years gone by, my mom is still listening. That's
right.
What I mean by
right.
that.
So you don't think she'll be upset if we get rid of Magical Mystery Tour? Okay.
I don't think so.
All right. I mean, sure, I'm game.
I was like, well, before I broke down on the side of the road, I was like thinking about it and trying, I don't know, I'm not like a singer or anything. Maybe we get Chris Ross to do it or something.
Right.
But he'd probably just
Or Axl Rose.
Or Axl Rose, definitely.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, you know, Two Down East Dudes, Eric fits the profile of a pedophile.
Oh, that's, yeah.
But no one really knows because he says he's not.
That's...
And Rob might be gay, we're not so sure, but he might be. That's...
That's horrible.
It kind of flows, that's right?
Not
it's
at
got,
all.
Like, a nice sound
that
to
is
it.
The worst song I've ever heard. You know, really? Nothing even rhymed. Like, not one lyric rhymed.
Well... Profile and pedophile, maybe a little bit.
I don't even know if you said profile. Oh, he fits the profile of a pedophile.
That's kind of rhyme.
Okay.
A little too close together.
Yeah.
To rhyme. But like something along those lines.
Okay, so that's just your starting point
right.
then.
Something to do with like you touching children and...
Yeah, of course.
I don't know. I'm not a songwriter.
That's getting a little old. I don't know. I think I've heard from some listeners that they're tired of hearing about it.
I don't think I've heard that.
I have.
I'm not...
Well, I've heard that. I thought I've heard that somewhere.
Made that up. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it might be getting a little old, kind of like the children that you target.
You're such a dick, dude. So change the song. Come up with a custom song.
I don't know. Maybe we get some listeners that are talented. Probably not. No,
well,
that
we might.
That.
No.
Who is going to listen to us that has talent?
True. They got better things to do.
Right.
Boy, that's a low blow to our listeners.
So
right
maybe
there.
Some of our untalented listeners, now that we've insulted you, please make us a theme song and send it to us. I don't know. Write a little
something.
Now
that
something,
we all just called you
a
bunch
something.
Of talentless hacks.
Right.
Could you please help us out here?
We don't know if Eric touches children or not. I don't know. It's more of a jingle.
You can't have a jingle.
It's like a serial jingle that involves you touching children.
Yeah.
I gotta give a shout out, actually.
You do?
One
of our insulted listeners.
One of our insulted listeners. One of our untalented listeners. Actually, one of our more talented listeners, or group of listeners, people at John Edwards.
Oh, yes.
I don't think we've mentioned them before.
No.
But
well, we've mentioned John Edwards a fair amount.
Right.
But not the people of John Edwards.
Yeah. Who are awesome. They've got a very talented baker in there and sandwich maker. Delicious food.
So you say.
It's no Burger King, so I know you're not a big fan.
Right. Or Wendy's.
or Wendy's.
I can't give me a Baconator. I ain't going.
Right. Would you like to tell everybody where we stopped on our way back from you picking me up and saving me like a chivalrous knight?
The fucking co-op in Blue Hill.
Oh, yes.
The stinky, musty-smelling, patchouli having co-op.
Yep.
I was not a fan. I didn't want to go in, even. You forced me to go in. Somebody might have seen me coming out. You know what I mean? Not cool.
Right. The only people that saw you coming out were...
patchouli wearing hippies.
Right.
You were in heaven.
Yep.
You were drooling... Loving it.
I was loving it. I almost bought the $14 meatloaf.
Almost.
Which it was, honestly, size-wise, it was the equivalent of probably 4 or 5 hamburgers.
Right.
$14, but I bet it was
pretty good size, but yeah, I don't know.
Local organic beef.
Organic, opposed to what, unorganic beef?
Well, yeah.
What is that, like laboratory-grown beef?
Well, just about, like the shit you get at Wendy's, for example. It's all treated with hormones and... It's friggin'...
Hormones is good. I got hormones. Everybody's got hormones. I'm just saying.
That's a good point, actually.
Hormones is organic.
They've gotten a little out of hand with that because there are like certain catchphrases these days with the fruity-tooty, crunchy folk, and a couple of them are toxins. They're always talking about toxins.
Right, which is what?
Yeah, I still haven't figured that out.
They don't know
everything
either.
Is a toxin.
It's all toxic.
Yeah. But what they
the way they talk about our food consumption is it almost seems as if we're eating hazardous material, like right. That everything you should buy should have a skull and crossbones hazardous material label.
You gotta label GMOs, man. I see the thing is I do believe a lot of that. I think it has gotten out of hand with a lot of the
what is a GMO?
Pesticides and genetically modified organism.
Right.
Some of which is fine, like. In essence, when you take a good crop that you have, or
exactly.
Like a couple of good crops,
and you harvest
and you
that
breed
crop,
breed them, and say, like, I'm going to keep these ones because they grow better,
right.
That's technically genetically modifying
uh-huh.
that organism.
Right.
But when you start to mess with, like, the DNA or whatever the fuck they do that, you know, increases crop yields or makes them resistant to certain pests or whatever, you know, then you're... kind of in a different territory.
Yeah, but we're all still alive. I buy my fucking Hannaford brand, Hannaford everything.
Hannaford?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm still here. I'm still kicking.
Barely, though.
Well.
We just talked about
that. I chain smoke a fucking pack of Marbreds a day, and I have since I was 10 years old. Right. Probably more of my problem than the fucking hamburger I'm eating at fucking Hannaford's.
Well,
nothing. And I'll tell you what, cancer, oh, colon cancer, lung cancer, throat cancer, fucking tumors, what else is there? Gout. All that shit has been around for all of eternity. It ain't no different than it was fucking 40, 50, 60, 100 years ago.
Right.
Well, what else? What are we just looking for something to blame it on.
I think so. That and we're just bored.
Uh-huh.
I think we need another world war or something.
It's a testament that a country, as well off as we are, is literally going to sit and complain about the fact that we have too much food.
Right.
It's no good for you. Too much. Too much of it. Oh, it's all bad. When I guarantee you there's a kid in Ethiopia right now that would not mind me cooking him up a burger from fucking some Hannaford hamburger. Bet he wouldn't care.
True.
But he wouldn't give a fuck about no GMOs or fucking hormones or
He probably wouldn't turn down a polio vaccine either.
No, probably not.
Oh, polio, like, I fucking almost lost my life to that. Like, I'm glad you guys can sit there and ponder whether you want that vaccination or not. Well,
yeah.
I lost fucking 6 brothers to it.
Right.
And you guys are like, I don't know about the polio vaccine. Don't know if I feel like getting that or not, because, I mean, there's no scientific evidence, but I just got this weird feeling,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's no good.
Meh.
Yeah. It's kind of ridiculous. That shit really pisses me off.
I can tell.
Because we got too much time to sit around and fucking contemplate this bullshit.
Right.
You got food. It's easy to come by. We have more than enough of it. Stop fucking complaining.
Yeah.
Shut up and eat it.
You know my thing, though. I'm not so much about the political part of it or the humanitarian part.
I know. It's all about sculpting fucking quality. your fucking chiseled body.
No, it just straight up tastes better. Like, I eat the food that tastes best.
Look, and I'm not going to deny. Look,
you've grown vegetables.
I was just going to say, better? Absolutely. Right. The onions that I grew in my garden were the best onions I have ever eaten in my life.
Right.
By far, hands down. But first of all, it took months for me to get one fucking onion, right? And I had to eat it almost immediately after harvesting it because otherwise it would go bad. Now, is it a hell of a lot easier for me to go to the grocery store and to just pick up a bag of onions? Yep, absolutely. And do they not taste as well? No, they don't, because they had to be sprayed with some preservatives so that they could make a cross-country trip from wherever the fuck they came from to get processed to end up in my grocery store so I could get them.
Right.
I'm still going to eat the goddamn thing, and it still tastes like an onion to me. But yes, my fucking garden vegetables are far better than anything I'm going to buy at the grocery store. Absolutely.
Gotcha.
100%.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that I'm going to run down to fucking John Edwards and buy somebody else's garden vegetables for three times the amount of money it cost me to go to Hannaford.
Right.
Right.
I know it's frustrating because the thing is they really don't cost three times the amount. It's all an illusion. It's like getting a tax return at the end of the year. Look at this. Government's giving me all kinds of money.
Right.
No, they're not. Just like food that you buy at a farmer's market, the farmers are not like, oh, let's screw all these people because it's organic. They're charging you what it costs to raise and sell that product.
Absolutely. When and to harvest it.
When you buy it in a grocery store, you're getting it processed
food
because it's processed. Not only that, but because those industries are so heavily subsidized. So they take all this money from us in taxes, rape us for all this money, and then say, oh, here, have some cheap stuff. Hey, look how cheap this bread is. Look how cheap this meat is, right, this produce. Well, it's only cheap because they're taking the money out of our pockets and then saying, oh, here, look, have a good deal on some food. Because they take the money from us, give it to the farmers,
right,
to pay for the subsidies. If they stopped those subsidies, then the local farm, you know, we would have more money in our pockets to spend on food that's grown locally.
Right.
So it's just kind of a fucking racket.
It is.
And it's too bad that it is that way.
But I'm still going to, I mean, I'm going to have a garden again this year. I'm going to grow some more vegetables because I enjoy eating vegetables out of my garden.
Yeah.
But, you know, come wintertime, I'm not canning any of that shit. I'm not growing enough for an entire family to survive on for a year.
Right.
You know, it's just a fun hobby I have for the summer. And in the fall, I get to enjoy the fruits of my labor, if you will.
You're not about to start homesteading?
Correct. Not yet.
Not yet.
I'm working on it.
You are a prepper, though.
I'm getting there. Let's make that clear. Well, yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to learn how to can. In fact, I think this year is going to be the year I have my stepmother teach me how to can, because she's the only person left in my life, I think, that knows how to do it. So
right.
Before she's gone, I'm going to have her teach me. So, you know, I'm going to prepare to learn how to do these things, but I'm not going to start fucking doing them. I'm not going to grow an acre fucking farm and grow right. corn and wheat and fucking whatever.
Yeah,
I ain't there yet.
Alright.
When the shit hits the fan and the economy collapses yet again and we all go into fucking, you know, shit, you'll be coming to me for some of my good organic fucking vegetables. But
fair enough.
And I'll charge you as much as John Edwards does.
Nice. I know, kind of interesting how I like gave a shout out to John Edwards and then proceeded to insult them.
No, we didn't insult the people of John Edwards.
Right.
They're good people. You're not insulting them. You're there every day buying something.
Right.
Not my kind of food, bro.
Right. Because you don't like food. Like, you don't like a...
It doesn't taste good.
Right. Salt tastes good. Sugar tastes good.
Christ, would you fucking... Seriously.
Like, this is getting a little much. Most people don't know what food tastes like anymore. They know what sodium tastes like. They know what various corn products, starches, and syrups taste like. They don't know what an apple tastes like.
I do.
They know what, like, artificial apple flavor tastes like, and it changes your palate to the point where you eat an actual object of food that's grown in the ground, and it's like, oh my God, what is this? So, yeah. I know, I'm such a pretentious douche.
I was just going to sit here quietly and let you keep digging a hole.
Oh, God.
I want all my listeners to throw their hands up and say, Hannaford's, Hannaford's.
That's right. Fucking Sam's Choice. Sam's Choice brand.
No. That's just nasty. I got my limits. I won't buy food from fucking Walmart.
That's a good call.
Well, absolutely. I went to buy grapes there the other day. Grapes. I mean, how can you fuck up grapes? I got to the bottom of the bag and they were rotten.
It was
rotten.
Wine.
Rotten grapes in the butt. Yeah.
It was a twofer deal.
It was a,
buy
it was
grapes
a bag of wine.
Get a couple ounces of wine in the bottom.
Yeah, uh-huh. It was disgusting.
Yeah. I made that mistake once, too, because it's like, oh, look at these groceries. They're so much cheaper. And then you get it home and, like, the next day, the produce has gone bad.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know how they make it.
I don't either.
Like, it looks fine when you're in the store, and literally 24 hours later, it's like, how does food go that bad that quick?
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, moldy the next morning.
Yeah, which makes you really wonder about what the bit you did eat.
Right. It's the chemicals, man.
No.
It's chemicals. Toxins. Yeah. So, speaking of things to complain about.
Right.
We kind of have to have things to complain about here in the state. That's just what
per
we
usual,
do
yeah, right.
year round.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, we're in that transition period where we can't really bitch about the weather that much anymore because it's not snowing. It finally stopped snowing.
Right.
So everybody shut up about that. The crazy summer traffic isn't here yet. But the fucking road conditions.
Uh-huh.
That can be our cause right now.
It is our cause right now. People are bitching.
And I don't know, you didn't have to go very far out where I was, but out on 172 there, it is fucking bad.
That
will
around Brooklyn.
Launch you, yeah.
You Frost will, eaves.
You will get air.
Three stories high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Driving into gullies.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Just about every rural area is like that right now.
Fuck, Route 1's like that right now.
Yeah.
You can't drive to my house without getting launched three or four times.
Right.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
But, you know... It is what it is. I don't bitch about it because, I mean, we just, like, I think the last of the snow just melted yesterday.
Right.
You know? In fact, I don't even think it's all gone. I think I've seen some spots in the woods where there's still a little bit of snow, a little ice.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's give them a little bit of time. It's going to take time. We got to let the ground thaw before those heaves settle. Then right. They'll come in and hopefully fix them. And
yeah.
Whatever.
But it does. It gives us something to talk about at the gas station.
Oh, absolutely.
Because otherwise, like, we don't have crime, so you don't talk about shootings and stuff.
Although
so
we had some pretty significant crime over the last months.
That's true.
I just saw another drug bust the other day.
Bath salts.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then somebody stole three Fisher plows. Somebody from Penobscot County.
Oh, I missed that one.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Somebody that was in Hancock County, they went in one night, stole three brand new Fisher plows. I don't know if they got them from the same place or I didn't really read the article, but
that takes some serious effort.
Yes, it does. And they showed the photo of them in like a storage unit or some kind of a metal container and they were lined up, all three. So they must have drove one in, unlatched it, drove the next one in, unlatched it.
So nice, you think they were like nice hooking it, like they were mounting it to the...
Oh, yeah, that, well, I would imagine. But fuck, a plow's pretty
what
damn heavy
hell?
To just be hoofing around.
That is so much effort. That has to be like, when you factor in friggin' effort and man hours to steal something like that versus the value of a used plow.
Well, I don't know if they were used, though. They might have been brand new.
Oh, new. Okay, well, maybe new plows.
You're talking about an $8,000 fucking plow. So,
right.
You know what I mean? They were the nice double, you know, the hinged Fisher... You know, I don't know what they call them, but
V-plow.
There you go, yep. V-plow. I knew that.
That's right. V-plow, yeah.
Right
V-plow.
On my...
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they were nice-looking plows. Minuteman plows. They were nice. But somebody got nailed for it.
Yeah. We're not going to sell something like that around here without people knowing anyway. Like, what? They probably were going to
really?
Turn around the next day and put it on the friggin'
uh-huh.
Facebook Biden swap site.
No, they were probably just going to go down the backside, talk to a buddy they know. He's interested in about two of them. And
that's probably true.
He knows a guy down the road. He don't give a fuck where it came from.
Yeah.
He'll buy a couple.
Work out a little deal.
Exactly. So, yeah, no, I think getting rid of shit like that around here is not that difficult.
Right.
Nobody usually asks any questions. They just buy shit.
Yeah. I guess that's true.
Would you scratch a serial number off that? Yeah. All right.
Good enough.
Yeah. So I heard, onto a new topic here, I heard you got a hold of a little snippet, a little piece of media that most people have never seen.
Yeah, this is an insider exclusive.
It is.
Groundbreaking stuff here. Apparently, I didn't know this, but originally, Arnold Schwarzenegger actually auditioned for the part of Forrest Gump in the movie Forrest Gump.
And they were seriously considering him playing Forrest Gump.
Yeah, I guess it was like down to him and Tom Hanks, and Tom Hanks ended up getting the part. But Arnold auditioned, and we've got some clips from that audition.
Awesome. We definitely got to listen to that.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
This is Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I am trying out for a part in the movie The Forrest Gump. No, Mr. Schwarzenegger, that's just Forrest Gump, not the Forrest Gump. It's his name. It's the main character's name. Oh, I think the Forrest Gump sounds more badass. Saying Forrest Gump just sounds kind of girly. Like it's a... Is this like a rom-com? Is Ben Stiller in this movie? No, Mr. Schwarzenegger. It's actually a drama. Got a pretty good script. I mean, I think it's going to be a successful movie. Oh, okay, well, it says here in the script that the little boy, he has mechanical legs, like he's a robot, he's a machine. What if we make him from the future? No, Mr. Schwarzenegger, that's not really that type of movie. It's not a sci-fi action movie. It's a drama, more of a sentimental, feel-good kind of movie with a little comic relief. Oh, like Kindergarten Cop? Yeah, more or less, I suppose, like Kindergarten Cop. Yes, it was a very funny movie that I starred in. Yeah, I know, Mr. Schwarzenegger. So, let's just try to get into this. Yes, I think also, if your funny man movie ends up being successful, the next one you should come up with a better name. Well, this isn't really the type of movie that is going to have a sequel. It's kind of a... It's just one story of a man's life that's pretty miraculous, and I think everything in the story is being told in this one film. Oh, well, I was thinking the second one, it could be like the Forrest Gump 2, Return of the Gump, machines come back, the explosions in the forest, in the Gump Forest. 2, 3. Explosions in the Gump Forest 3 with the... It's a working title. You can adjust it a little bit and add in your own flair. But it's just kind of an idea. Yeah, I would skip 2, though, and go right to 3. Because a lot of the times the third movie is way better than the second sequel. No, this is definitely not going to be a trilogy or anything like that. But, I guess we'll take that into consideration. You can just go ahead and just please read your lines and we can move forward with this.
And Mom always said, life is like a box of chocolates.
No, Mr. Schwarzenegger, can we do a little softer on that? This is a mentally disabled gentleman. He's actually a little bit slow, and he's kind of saying it in a matter-of-fact type of way. So let's try that again.
Okay, I'm Forrest Gump.
No, Mr. Schwarzenegger, you don't need to announce your name. You don't need to say the name.
It helps me get into character.
Okay, just go with it.
Hello, I'm Forrest Gump. I'm here to tell you, life is like a box of chocolates. It's what my mother always said. Growing up in Poland.
No, Mr. Schwarzenegger, I think that's where you grew up. Forrest Gump grew up in the South, so not really. It's not going to apply here.
Okay, I'll try it again. I'm Forrest Gump. I'm from the South.
No, you don't need to say you're from the South. Just note that he didn't grow up in Poland.
Ah, okay. Let me try again. I will nail this part, I swear. Hello. This is Forrest Gump. And I'm slow and mentally retarded. But I don't care. Because Mom always said, life is like a box of chocolates, get down.
No, Mr. Schwarzenegger, there's no need to get down. There's no...
Yeah, but what if it is a bomb? What if they need
to get to the chopper quickly. There's no scenario where that would happen in this movie. Well, I mean, actually, there is a scene where Forrest goes to Vietnam and is a sort of, I would like to audition for that part. No, that's the part you're auditioning for, Forrest Gump. He's in a war later on in the movie. Oh, let me try that. That was like a box of chocolates. Get down. Get to the chopper. There's a box of chocolates in the chopper. No, I mean, there's not a box of chocolates in the chopper. He's helping to save Lieutenant Dan, and he has to carry him to the chopper in that scene. That's not the scene we're auditioning for here. I think you're going to nail that part pretty well. We just wanted to see, you know, what kind of range you had for this part.
Oh, I have plenty of range. I was in Kindergarten Cop, in Kindergarten Cop 2, and also Terminator 2, in Terminator 3, in Terminator 4, in Terminator 5. Yes, Mr. Schwarzenegger, yes, I've seen all the Terminators. This is just kind of a different role here, so let's just try the war scene.
Okay, Lieutenant Dan, get down, there's a bomb! You need to get to the chopper!
That's perfect, Mr. Schwarzenegger.
Yes, it was good. Can I just improv a little bit? Let me just improv with the pot and try to do something different for it. And Forrest Gump!
Oh, here goes again with the name.
And life is like a bomb! You get to the chopper, Lieutenant Dan, you have no legs! This is shrimp boat!
Now, Mr. Schwarzenegger, you're just combining all the scenes and incorporating random lines. That's not really going to work.
What if we combine all the scenes? What if we do like the shrimp boat? It's in Vietnam, and there's a box of chocolates on it, and the evil genius is trying to get to the box of chocolates, and he has a bomb, and he's going to blow up the shrimp boat, so they need to get to the chopper, which is also on the shrimp boat, so the bad man doesn't get to the chocolates and blow them up with the bomb.
No, Mr. Schwarzenegger, there's a script for this movie already. That's not what this movie's about.
I think that would be better. Maybe rewrite this script and call me again.
So, not a big surprise he didn't get the part.
I thought he did pretty well. I mean, he had some good ideas. He's a creative guy, you know.
He is a creative guy. He's been doing movies for a long time. He's been in the industry, or the business, as it is.
Maybe a bit of a one-trick pony. I don't know.
Possibly.
Yeah, sounded like he wanted to kind of rewrite Forrest Gump into a bit more of a sci-fi action.
Or just a Terminator movie.
Basically, just make Terminator again for the 15th time or whatever, however many there are.
Four going on five.
Is that what it is?
Well, five's coming right up, so.
I can't even keep track.
I believe, or it could be four. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Maybe four. I don't know.
God, how does that work? How many, like, Expendables and Fast and Furious movies have there been?
I don't know, but, you know, I will say one thing for these aging action heroes is that they're goddamn grateful. They should be goddamn grateful that they live in today's day and age where we can computer generate a younger face on them.
Right.
Because otherwise, we'd have Terminators that look geriatric.
That's true, yeah. You know what you can't computer generate, though?
Good
Paul
acting.
Walker.
Yeah.
Oh, too soon.
Too soon. Too soon.
It's true though. And that's a weird thing too, that with Terminator at least they've waited. Well, I don't know if it makes it any better or not. They still suck, I think. But
what, Terminator movies?
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
After the third, it's like
I think they started getting better.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah.
Jesus.
The latest one?
You and three other
people. Christian Bale and the other guy, whatever his name is.
The other guy.
Yeah. I thought they were pretty good.
I don't think I've seen the latest one.
It was pretty good. It takes place in the future, after the, you know, machine war has already begun.
Gotcha. All right.
I mean, come on. You can't tell me you weren't a fan of the original Terminator movies.
Oh, of course I was.
Okay,
yeah.
So what point were you not like, I want to see, like, what happens when John Connor becomes the leader of the fucking revolt or the human uprising?
All right,
Then the latest movie basically shows you a fully grown John Connor in charge, taking control, getting shit done, and it's Christian Bale. I mean, come on.
Right.
He's an asshole, but fuck, he's a goddamn good actor.
He is. And I guess the storyline kind of drives it. Like, once you get into that universe and are kind of invested in it,
right.
It's like the Star Wars effect.
Exactly.
The three latest movies, episodes 1, 2, and 3,
you know there's people out there fucking rolling their eyes at these ones coming up.
Oh, yeah. Already. They're already pissed.
Right.
But the thing is, it's more content. Once you're invested in that,
you
want
to see,
like,
more.
Jar Jar Binks is just collateral damage. It's like, okay, we had to friggin' put up with that because they had to put some comic relief in it to the kids to kind of market it towards a more broad crowd than
right.
the cult following that it had previously.
Yeah.
But, yeah, ultimately, I guess it's just more
content. And did you not watch all three?
I did, yeah. I've watched all three many times.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Probably you've gone from episodes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, it depends on my mood. Sometimes I watch them 1 through 6. Sometimes I do 4, 5, and 6, and then 1, 2, and 3.
Oh,
and,
prequel.
Whatever you call it, I guess that's like the logical order, the order in which they were made.
It
is. Everybody's like, oh, well, you have to watch them. It's like, well, how about people that were born in the 60s that
right.
watched the original ones when they came out?
Yeah.
Like, clearly it's okay to watch them in that order, in the
order in
which they
were made. I think they
were
made to be, well, we've gone on another tangent here, but I think they were made to be, to, for both. You can watch them either way. You can watch them as a prequel, or you can watch them as
yeah.
the beginning. It just kind of sucks because you watch three movies with really good cinematography, and then you watch three more that really kind of suck. They're
right.
grainy and fucking, you know, even the digitally remastered whatever, you know, they just can't never make it look as good as they can today.
Yeah.
Of course, characters, 20 years from now, that'll be...
The characters and storyline and everything, though, I think are way better in the original, but I'm also a fanboy, so to most people, like
right.
your average kid these days, they probably wouldn't be able to follow the original trilogy.
No, probably not.
They lose interest like 10 minutes in
yep.
because they don't see... There's not an explosion in the first 5 minutes.
Exactly.
So,
because there's actually a story there.
Yeah. And there's no Vin Diesel.
Or Paul Walker.
Or
digitally rendered Paul Walker.
Yeah. That's what they could do. They should do a digitally remastered Star Wars episodes 4, 5, and 6 with Paul Walker.
Yeah?
I think
just
so.
Just put him in there.
Just randomly. Places that don't even make sense. Just have
he's,
him like
he's a member of the Cantina band.
Yeah.
Doop 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 doop.
Or when they're in like a, you know, like a fight scene or something, just have him like drift through in the background in like a tuner car and like look at like stop, swerve around and like look at the camera and then drive off.
Right. Is that what they did in Fast 7?
I don't know. I haven't watched... I don't think I've watched any of those.
My wife and son went and saw it.
Oh, God.
They had a movie night together and decided to go watch a movie that they knew I would never in a million years watch.
Yeah.
So they went and saw Fast 7 because, of course, my son was so excited. So excited for the 7th iteration of the Fast and Furious.
Right.
Fucking whatever the hell you want to call it.
Because there wasn't enough vroom in the first 6.
You That's
right. needed more vroom.
Absolutely. She said it was a horrible movie, of course.
Of course it was.
But she cried in the end because they had a tribute to Paul Walker. Something where they, him and Vin Diesel, like, he pulls up to a stop sign or a light or something, and Paul Walker pulls up next to him, and
they make
look
out.
At each other. Yes. They French kiss for a while, and then...
That would have thrown people for a loop.
One another. Well, but they look at each other and like one nods or some shit, and then they just kind of like go in separate directions. You know, one goes left, one goes straight or right or whatever. And it was
right.
It was all sad and teary eyed and emotional. And
Jesus,
Paul Walker died. You know, people die, car accidents every day.
It's true.
I don't know Paul Walker. I didn't know his family and. Really no kin of mine, so...
Right.
I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
Man, I don't want to be heartless, but...
Yeah, I know. I don't know, there are some Hollywood actors that die where it hits you harder than others.
I guess. I've never been one to get emotional about... Like, I appreciate what they do.
Right.
When they're dead, then I guess they're just not going to do it for me anymore.
It's true, but it's always sad knowing that, like, Robin Williams is a prime example.
You see, I didn't give a fuck.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I know. People are probably going to be
no heart,
I'll
no
probably
soul.
Start getting a hate mail.
Jesus, Paul Walker, I understand. It's just such a terrible thing to say. He was an action star. Like, come on. We're like ranking the value of lives of Hollywood actors.
Really,
we're such terrible people.
Yeah, but I'm really the most terrible, though, because I don't give a fuck.
You don't care about any of them.
I don't care. Wow. Like, well, that sucks. I'll say, you know, like when Robin Williams killed himself, I was like, oh, that sucks.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I can appreciate that that sucks.
We didn't take a day off from work.
No, what the fuck? Like, so, I don't, well, that's too bad. Life goes on. You know what do you want me to do? It was not like it was my dad or something. Like, fucking,
right.
I don't know. Just doesn't affect me that way, I guess. I know people were all fucked up about it.
Yeah.
And I just didn't understand why. I feel like maybe, I don't know. We don't want to insult anybody, but maybe people are investing a little too much into these people.
Maybe. I mean, I think with entertainment, we look for something to be provided to us one way or another, whether it's laughter or feeling good, or for like a little while you get to escape your life and escape yourself and kind of sink into something
else. Absolutely, right.
So when you have something that somebody that provides you with that, for years and many times, and you think back of all the times that person made you laugh or made you feel good, or you just really enjoyed and appreciated what they did,
yeah,
whether they knew it or not, it's, you know, it's always sad.
I guess you could say they became a part of your life,
right?
In a way.
That was pretty much
when Robin Williams killed himself, I said that sucks, and I watched Good Morning Vietnam,
right?
Like that night I watched,
all right.
You know what I mean? I was like, not as like
so
a tribute.
You cared.
Well, no, it was just like it made me think about Robin Williams. It made me think about the movies he's been in and what ones I liked and which ones I didn't. And I thought, shit, you know what I haven't seen in a long time is Good Morning Vietnam. And that was a fucking damn good movie.
Right.
So I watched it. So, all right, I guess. I mean, I didn't get all teary-eyed and misty-eyed in the end, but I guess I appreciated him for a moment.
Right.
It's just like my mother told me years ago, that when Elvis died, she bawled like a fucking baby. Locked herself in a room for like a day or two and cried and cried and cried. And my reaction was, why?
Yeah.
Why?
That's a bit much.
Yeah. But she wasn't the only one, though. Like, there were literally thousands and thousands of people that did that, that reacted like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that sucks, but Jesus, like... It don't suck that bad.
Right. Yeah, I guess I've never been that invested in somebody that I've never met in person.
Right.
But
even if I'd met them, I'd have to become close to them.
Yeah.
To really be that emotional about it.
Right. I wonder if you get discouraged after that, like you'll never fall in love with a stranger again.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Oh, shit.
Getting back to the Fast and the Furious thing, though, I don't know why this just popped in my head, but I wonder what the crossover is between Fast and Furious fans and Nickelback fans. For some reason, in my head, I just equate them.
Oh, yeah?
I have a feeling.
See, I'm not, I don't even know.
Good.
Good?
That's good, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't really know. I've heard of Nickelback, but I don't know. It's a band.
Yeah.
But I don't even know what kind of music they play.
Terrible
music. Oh yeah? Yeah, it's horrible music.
It's like they call it modern rock music, but it's just, it's almost like it's lab created. Like, it's just the most generic rock that you've ever heard. It's almost just like mathematical and scientific. There's nothing edgy or different about it. It's like they just shot for, let's just be as generic rock as we can be, and we're a new band. And it,
are they new?
Well, new as in this decade.
Wow.
And I think it was just like something for older folks to relate to be able to say like, I like new bands. I like some new music. I like that Nickelback. It gives like people in their 40s and 50s.
Right.
You know.
Plus, there's the added factor of like older folks usually tend to deal with returnables. They know all about a Nickelback.
Wow. Whoa.
I stretched for that one.
Yeah.
I did. I really stretched.
That's what that whole dialogue was about. We just started with that just to set you up,
just
for,
to
that
set
one
me up for that one
terrible
zinger.
Yeah. Ayo. Nickelback. That's where sound effects would come in handy. If we were on the Z107.3 morning show,
right,
there would have been like 10 sound effects following that joke.
Absolutely.
All kinds of laugh tracks and...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It would have made it funnier.
Yeah, it tricks you into thinking like, oh, there's lots of noises happening now. That means it must have been funny.
Right. Someday we'll get there.
Yeah.
So,
what you doing?
Nothing. What you doing?
Well, what are we, 40 minutes in right now?
40 minutes in. That's 40 minutes of you people's lives we've just taken from
just
you.
Wasted.
God, sorry so about that.
Yeah. I guess I could do a little movie review.
You could. You saw a movie?
I did see a movie.
What happened?
I know, it's a rare occurrence.
Rare? I think the last movie you saw was Man of Steel, and that was like 4 fucking years ago.
Yeah, I think that's about right. I think that... No, I saw Into the Woods.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Into the Woods?
Yes, it's funny, the last two movies that I've seen in theaters were both Disney movies. Actually, I think
of course they
3.
Were. Well, that's not a surprise. No. It's not funny either. It's actually kind of sad.
Yeah, it is pretty pathetic. The hell's wrong with me?
Okay, so Into the Woods. So what was the latest?
The latest was Cinderella.
You just saw this?
I did. Last week.
Okay.
I went to Real Pizza.
You big fan of Cinderella? No, like, I mean, just saying.
I am a fan of Disney.
And princesses.
I am a fan of the classic tale known as Cinderella.
Which is about a... What is she again?
She's not a princess.
Really?
In the beginning of the movie.
Oh, in the new movie.
Then. Right.
Right. Because I believe the original story, I think they even made a castle for her down in Florida, but I'm not sure of that.
Wow. Well, anyway, actually, I picked up on a huge plot hole that I don't know how I've managed to ignore all these years. And it's one of those things that you just don't question it. It's like, oh, it's Cinderella. We all know the story, right?
Right.
Well, think about this, though. It's almost like, have you seen the Big Bang Theory episode about Indiana Jones? How they basically determined that the entire movie... did not need to happen, because when the Nazis open the chest or whatever, their faces all melt anyway. So it's like Indiana Jones's whole conquest to try to get to it before them. Pretty much nothing he did mattered. Like, he didn't need to do anything because their faces melted off when they opened it anyway.
I see.
But it's one of those things you're just like, oh yeah, it's a great fucking movie, and you don't question it.
Okay, so in similar to that would be Lord of the Rings. The Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Right.
The end of the movie, after Frodo dumps the ring into the mountain, he's laying on a big rock surrounded by lava with no possible way out, and a great big giant eagle swoops down and picks him up and flies him away back to safety. Why the fuck didn't the big giant eagle just bring him to the mountain in the first goddamn place?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Kind of a plot hole. Okay, yeah. So that's where we're going with that.
Yeah. Well, in Cinderella, at the end of the night, everything turns back at midnight. So she's got till midnight.
Right.
So she runs down the stairs, loses a slipper, gets in the chariot or whatever.
The pumpkin.
Pumpkin. And then...
Not that I know Cinderella, but...
But you know.
Right.
And then everything turns back, right?
Right.
Except for the fucking glass slipper.
Slippers.
Right. Slippers. That's right.
Right.
Both. Because she keeps one and then he has one.
Right.
So, why does the slipper not change back? Which, if it did, then he'd just have a ratty old shoe
and it wouldn't matter because it was a magical slipper that like only fit her foot.
Right. So he goes around, trying
with a
right.
fucking ratty slipper.
Stinky old fucking dirty. Yeah.
He would have been like, oh, gross.
Shriveled up shoe.
Yeah, like, this chick's nasty.
Phew. You don't need the shoe. You just compare some feet smell to it.
Yeah, right. Go around just smelling all the servant chick's feet.
Good point.
Ruined my childhood.
But you could say that maybe because she lost the shoe and she had one and he had one because the pair was separated at the time of midnight, then they couldn't be changed back.
Or that their love kept the magic alive.
Or you could go that way, I guess. With it. But there's ways to explain that. I mean, that's not that big of a plot hole in the story. Right. You know, that's... I've seen worse.
Yeah.
You could just, you know, could just say that because they were separated. That you needed the pair in order for it to change back.
That's
like
a bullshit excuse.
Well, it works, though.
Yeah.
But back to the fact that you went and saw Cinderella.
Yeah.
So what'd you think?
I thought it was decent. Disney's been doing more of that lately. The
live action
versions of
darker.
Old tales. Much darker.
Much darker. Definitely. More mysterious.
Yeah.
But still kid friendly.
Yeah. And with this one, it felt a bit generic. It felt like at this point they're like, okay, this idea works, so they're just kind of pumping
right.
them
out. So let's do it for everything.
Yeah.
They did it for Snow White.
Yep.
They did it for what was the other one there?
Maleficent.
Which was based on Sleeping Beauty.
Right.
Right.
Which was good, because that was really dark. They actually went a bit edgy with that one.
Yeah. I don't know if it was that good, though.
I thought it was good.
It's not... I guess you would, and I can appreciate that.
What does that mean?
Well, you like princesses. And the idea of a Prince Charming. But you know, you like... That's your kind of sci-fi. That really is your kind of sci-fi. That mystic land, magical kind of thing. That's something that's more up your alley. Whereas me, I'm more of a based in science fact, science fiction kind of guy.
Right.
So.
Not so much fantasy.
I mean, you could say, but even like the superhero movies, you could say is fantasy. But they try to base those kind of in science fact as well.
Right.
You know, so it's plausible.
Not that's, fantasy like unicorns and dragons.
Right.
And,
or like Lord of the Rings. Don't get me wrong. Great movies. Loved them. Watched them a million times. Good story. Whatever. But, you know, that otherworldly realm, magical, elfish, whatever the fuck kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then you're just like a Disney fanatic. So it doesn't matter what they pump out. You're going to eat it up like candy.
Not really, though. I wasn't wowed by Cinderella.
No.
It was just, I was kind of lukewarm on it. I'd say out of 10, probably a 6.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think it was worth watching, but kind of forgettable.
Yeah.
Went to Real Pizza to watch it.
You did? Sat on a cum-stained, stinky couch? That's nice.
No. Sat in the regular seating with the tables
with
in
the
front
bar.
Of me, which is nice.
That is nice.
I like that.
That is nice. Get your pizza and your drink.
Yep.
I don't care for the intermission thing, though. I don't like my movies interrupted.
As a smoker, I figure you enjoy that.
No, because I can not smoke for a movie that's worth, you know, well, you know me, I don't go to the movies unless it's worth me going and watching a movie, so.
Right.
If I'm at a movie theater, I don't want that fucking movie interrupted. I'm there for a purpose.
Yeah.
Don't be shutting it off halfway through and getting fucking fat people wandering around me and shit.
Yeah.
Ain't having it. True. Because I'm fat, too. And it's difficult with a bunch of fat people. Right. It's hard to get around.
That reminds me.
Of fat people?
Yeah. Movie adventures. There was a group of fucking high schoolers, high school age kids, in the front of the theater. And
nice.
It's one of those things, it's like the bystander effect, because there were a lot of them. And they were occupying probably like the first 4 or 5 fucking couches in like the front right of the
standing room. Standing them up themselves.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they just like were chit-chatty, talking, texting, laughing, making jokes, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking like, okay, well, the movie hasn't started yet, so obviously they're going to be a bit rowdy. Then it was the previews, and it's like, all right, it's the previews, but they're going to quiet down once the movie starts. Movie started. Did not change at all. They literally did not drop a decibel.
Nope.
or slow down or anything or put away their
phones. It actually got worse because the rest of the fucking place got quiet.
Exactly.
And they almost felt like they needed to get louder.
Yeah. So I'm just like looking around and I'm just waiting for the first person that you see you're get waiting, up and walk to the back. You're waiting for an Audrey. That's exactly, because I knew there would be one in the crowd. And we got a decent ways into it. And
well, people got to stew for a bit.
They do.
You don't come out of the gate with that. You got to stew on it for a while. Let that anger really build up.
Right. And with that bystander effect, it's one of those things where it's like, okay, this is ridiculous. I know somebody's going to go talk to him. I'm just, you know, everybody's waiting for each other to do it.
Right.
And it finally ended up being one of the girls that I was with. Like, I watched her fuming, and then finally she got up and went to the back of the room. And I think shortly after, at least one or two other people went too. So I think they were, like, going to check and see if, like, she was just getting up to get a drink or if she was going to say something.
Right.
And sure enough, the guy, I don't know if he's an owner, manager, or whatever, but he was a good-sized guy and came up in a very intimidating voice.
Stern
great
voice.
Great big guy.
Yeah.
And was like, look, you're going to be quiet. This is how it's going to be, or you can leave. Are we clear? Not a fucking peep for the rest of the movie.
Very nice.
Like, yes. And I thought of you.
Punk ass fucking disrespectful goddamn fucking teenagers.
They would have had no problem sitting there ruining the entire fucking movie for everyone in that theater so they could hang out. And I was thinking to myself, like, the Village Green is right there. Like, go sit in that fucking gazebo. If you're just here to socialize and shoot the shit.
Exactly.
And, you know, flirt, do whatever kids do, like we all did it.
Uh-huh.
But you can go do that outdoors. You can go hang out and do it anywhere. Like, your parents probably aren't picking you up for a couple hours. They're not going to know where you are. Like, yeah, you said you were going to a movie, but go hang out in the streets and smoke cigarettes and, you know,
be delinquents. Like, just quiet the fuck down while I watch a movie.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Go do drugs or something. Just don't do it here.
Yeah.
Fuck. Goddamn kids. But it is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it seems to get worse every generation. I almost hate the fact that I was ever a teenager.
Yeah. I know it is embarrassing to think back that we were that way.
Uh-huh.
But
I would slap the shit out of myself today.
Oh, yeah. The way the guy handled it was really good, though, because he wasn't a complete asshole about it, but he was very clear.
Like I was, right.
Right, yeah, he didn't, like, yell at them, threaten them.
Threaten
like
the 12-year-old.
But he had a stern enough presence that they knew if they would have continued, it probably would have elevated.
Right.
So, you know, if he would have just walked up and been like, hey, can you guys keep it down?
Right.
Nothing would have changed.
No. No, because that's what the kids get at home nowadays.
Right.
That's what they get patted on the bottom. Like, don't do that, dear. Don't do that, baby. Now, fuck that. They don't need that. They don't need to be coddled. They need to be fucking put in their goddamn place and be taught how to be fucking respectful.
Amen.
And they need somebody to fucking teach them.
Right?
I'm all about it.
It's the pussification of society.
Absolutely. And I think maybe once my kid's out of the house and on his own and living his life, maybe I'll start gearing my energies towards one of those, like, child boot camp things. You know what I mean? Like, where I come kidnap your kid in the middle of the night.
And just start screaming in their face.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Scare the ever-living shit out of
them. You'd be good at that.
Yeah, I think I would. I think
you
I'd
scare
be pretty good
me
at.
Sometimes, yeah. Like, when you get fired up about stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I like, cower in my chair when you start to rant.
Afraid you might get spanked.
Yeah.
I feel a spanking coming on.
Yeah.
No, but maybe that's what I'll do. I'll start making my money that way. Parents can hire me to come kidnap their children in the middle of the night, drag them out of their bed, and just terrify them.
Yeah. Tell them they're not special.
Yeah. See, that's all respect is, though, from kids. It's just fear. That's all. That's because that's the only way to get it out of children is fear. They're only going to give it to you if they're completely terrified. Then they're very docile. I'm telling you, I've seen it. Look, I live with a teenager. I'm telling you, man, he's used to me. At this point, especially at his age, he's almost 18, so he's a young man coming into his own.
Right.
He wants to challenge me. You know how that is. That's nature, right?
Yeah.
So he still knows I rule the roost, and what I say goes, and I don't fuck around. But there's no more fear, you know what I mean? But his mom, when she gets fucking ugly, and because it doesn't happen very often, you know what I mean? It's very rare when mom has had enough. But when she has, for two solid fucking days, he's the most docile kid you've ever seen in your life. He's please and thank you. He's doing dishes without being asked.
Right.
I mean, he's just as polite can be. Because he's scared.
Right.
That's it. That's why. He's fucking terrified. So, hey, it works.
There you go.
He's afraid that mama will come unglued again.
Right. Yeah, I'd be afraid of that, too.
Yeah. So I think that's maybe what I'll gear my energy towards is... unpussificating these children.
Whoa. Nice. What's the opposite of pussifying? Penis?
Enlarging.
Penis enlarging children? That's...
Yeah,
is that where you're going with this?
That's a great business plan.
Yeah. I'm going to undo your vagina. I'm going to put a penis in it. I mean, I don't mean it like that. I don't know why you have a southern accent all of a sudden. I think when you're in that, like, drill sergeant...
Yeah, you gotta be from the South.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the Down East works as well with that, too.
Yeah.
The deep voice and a Down East accent.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You got bigger than me.
That's right now. Exactly. Right.
Dale and Larry put on a little boot camp.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't want to see what kind of kids come out of that.
Scared straight. Dale and Larry.
Scared straight and then stoned out of their fucking head.
Yeah.
Dale will set them all up to start selling his green bud.
That's right. Yeah. Oh.
So, Cinderella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's like 6 out of 10.
Did you wear like a tutu when you went and saw it?
I may have dressed up for the occasion.
You did, yeah.
I was excited about it. Magic wand and everything.
Oh, nice.
Glass slippers.
Yeah. Glass slippers.
Yeah.
With heels, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never understood that either. They called them glass slippers. They weren't slippers. They were fucking high heels. Since when do we call high heels slippers? Yeah. Aren't they just shoes?
I don't know. Contrary to popular belief, I don't really know much about women's footwear. So
Oh, I thought.
I couldn't tell you.
Well, that's weird. What do you got a fucking closet full of women's shoes in
there?
And they're all like size 12 or 13.
Like, what was Jeremy's... character
Tyrone.
Tyrone, yeah. Size 14. Got any size 14 heels?
I got a club foot.
Club foot, extra wide.
Oh, shit. So, is that it? Are we done? Is that... That's got to be... We've wasted enough people's time.
I think that has to be it. Thanks for listening. That was such a smooth transition.
Dude, you didn't stop it. We got to do the ending again. We can't have that awkward silence.
I think that was perfect.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't really think we should say goodbye again?
All right, let's say goodbye again.
Okay. So is that it for this week, Rob?
That's it. Thanks for listening.
There. See, that's better.
Smooth like butter.
This is Forrest Gump. And I'm slightly mentally retarded.
Thanks for listening. If you like the show, let people know. Spread the word. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. Check out our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter. If you have any questions or things you'd like to hear on the show, let us know by emailing us at twodowneastdudes@gmail.com. That's the number 2, downeastdudes@gmail.com. If you'd like to contribute to the show, please click on the Amazon banner on our website at www.twodowneastdudes.com. Again, that's the number 2, downeastdudes.com. It doesn't cost any more, but we do get a small percentage of the purchase price. You can also feel free to donate to us directly via our PayPal link on the website. Come on, dude!